Let me ask you something. Have you ever had someone reach out to you about working with you and they say something like, I binged all of your episodes and just knew I had to work with you, or I've been listening to your podcast for a long time? They're not telling you things like, oh, I saw your Instagram post, or I was watching your reel. No, they've been listening to you. And almost every time that happens, the conversations feel so much different. By the time someone reaches you after they've listened to your podcast, they already trust you. They know that they want to work with you. So today I want to talk to you about why podcasts create decisions in a way that social media almost never does. Hey friend, welcome back to Podcast First Marketing. I'm Allison, and I help you as a business owner turn your podcast into a marketing system that supports your sales, bringing in clients, leads, email subscribers, without having to rely on social media all the time. And today we're going to be talking about something that I see happen quite often. And that is that someone listens to your podcast and within a few episodes, they become a client. I have become a client from listening to someone else's podcast more than once, actually off the top of my head, at least three times for sure. And I want to start with a disclaimer here because I know not everybody feels the same as I do, but that basically, if you are consistently getting clients from social media, by all means, keep doing what works for you. The algorithm loves you. Let it keep loving you. Don't change what is working. But for most of us, it's not as easy as that. And the reason is that social media can be great for discovery, how people find you. But the difference between being discovered and someone making a decision to work with you are two completely different stages of their journey. Discovery and or finding you is basically when someone is saying, oh, who is this person? I want to learn more. Let's see what she's all about. What does she even do? Making a decision is them saying, I think this is the person who can help me. And that's a problem that I see happening so often. Business owners are expecting Instagram to do both of those things, or social media in general, not necessarily specifically Instagram. But social media was not designed for that. It was designed for speed and scrolling and keeping your attention, very quick attention, by the way, meaning you have to catch someone's attention within seconds, if not milliseconds. But they're also designed to keep you on their platform. It takes someone so much longer to create enough content on social media to bring in the amount of trust that can be done with a podcast. A podcast is completely different because a podcast creates that depth that you cannot get in social media. So, Let's think about the difference between, well, let's talk about two different little experiences. I'm just going to call them. Let's say that someone watches a 15-second reel, and that's being very generous and great. They might have learned something from you. Maybe they've decided to follow you, or maybe they even do comment the word that you gave them to get the link to whatever is free, whatever it might be, versus someone who listens to a 20-minute episode of your voice. You are giving them so much more than you can ever give in 15 seconds. Those two things create completely different levels of connection. When someone listens to your podcast, they can be driving, walking, doing dishes, working out, whatever. You are literally in their ear. That's an entirely different experience than someone quickly scrolling past your content, especially if they don't know you or who you are. And I did some math here for you as a former math teacher. If let's stick to this 15-second reel versus the 20-minute podcast episode. And 15 seconds is very generous if you think about it. Most reels are shorter, not always, some are longer, but give or take, 15 seconds is, I'm just going to call that average, and I'm putting quotes on that. Let's just compare this to a 20-minute podcast episode. You would have to create 80 different reels to equal the same amount of time as one podcast episode. Now, I'm very aware that that doesn't include, you know, the comparison given with captions of the reel or, you know, the context behind it, but you get the point I'm trying to make. In order to create the same amount of content, think about how long it would take you to create a reel, but 80 of them versus 20 minutes of episode, 20 minute episodes, I guess I'm trying to say, can't speak. You can go so much deeper in a podcast in much less time. I've had so many people tell me that they don't have enough time for a podcast, but yet they are constantly creating content on social media. I see it because they see it as an instant gratification, which I'll kind of talk about more. But when you think about the depth that you can get with a podcast, That's where your listeners are going to tend to convert differently. They've spent time with you, a lot of time with you, especially if they're listening to multiple episodes or they come week after week. And no, we don't see the comments and likes and DMs on that social media has with podcasting, but I bet if you followed one person, like through their journey behind the scenes of them finding someone and deciding to work with them, it's going to take them so much longer if they just strictly stuck to social media versus if they realized they had a podcast and they listened to several episodes. Their decision-making process is instantly, I'm going to say cut more in half, like more than in half. But if you're listening to this podcast, you probably already know all of this. You probably know the power of podcasting, and I'm not here to take you off of social media, not in the least. But I do want you to realize that when it comes to conversions, which is what I am all about, is helping your podcast make sales, you have a much higher chance of getting a client through a podcast when done strategically, which we're going to talk about, than social media. So here's something really interesting that happens with podcast listeners. They can basically self-qualify themselves. And what I mean by that is someone who listens to one episode might just be curious, but someone who listens to 3 episodes, 5 episodes, 10 episodes, they're slowly deciding whether you are the person they want to learn from. And by the time they reach out to you, they've already made a lot of that decision, which makes your sales process so much easier. Might I even say you could take away sales calls, but you might still want them just to have a face-to-face meeting. But this is why podcast leads, people coming in, inquiries, feel so much easier because they've already self-qualified themselves. They already know. When I first started my business, I felt like discovery calls were like pulling teeth. I was having to give so much information just so that they fully understood what I had to offer them and then let them go make a decision. When you have a podcast, you are replacing all of that. They already have everything they need to know before they meet with you. Chances are they just want to ask some last minute questions or just meet with you face to face to make sure you truly are a real person. But what I want to tell you is that this is all a mindset shift because your podcast is not just content. It is not just content. We do not want it to just be another place where you put up more information. So many people start a podcast thinking it is just another platform, or just they're thinking, I want long form content. I want it to be up all the time. But really, it needs to be more strategic than that. It needs to sell for you. And a podcast is a place where people decide whether they want to work with you. I like to say that social media is where they find you. They could find you from your podcast, but we're just going to go with this. They could find you on social media, but your podcast is where they decide to work with you. And ultimately, we want them to find and work with you all through your podcast. But a podcast is where someone moves from, oh, this is very interesting, I like her, to, I think she's the one who can help me. And that's what we want. That's why the structure of your podcast matters so much. I talk about this foundation, the foundation of your podcast. If someone listens to 5 episodes, but they don't know what to do next, or they don't understand how you help them, the trust might be there. They might trust who you are, but the direction is not there. They have no idea what to do next. So that's what we need to fix. And you have to know what to do next in order to be able to give them the direction you want them to go in, which is why podcast strategy matters so much. When someone listens to several episodes of your show, they're slowly deciding whether you're the person they want to work with. But that only works if your episodes are guiding them to that decision. Your podcast can't just be helpful. It has to be structured in a way that moves your listener from discovering you to trusting you to eventually wanting to work with you. If you just want a simple place so you can start seeing how your episodes are connected, download my free episode planner because that will help you map them out so that you can make sure that you're not just recording random topics and be able to look at what you're recording week after week. That will help so much. I will put that link below, or you can go to allisonnitch.com/planner. Come back next week because we're going to be talking about something really interesting. There's actually an invisible sales conversation happening inside every single one of your podcast episodes, whether you realize it or not. And once you understand that conversation, you will start to see that your episode, you'll start to really see your episodes in a completely different way. So make sure that you are following the show to get the notifications. Come back next week. And until next time, keep creating episodes that move your listener one step closer to becoming your client. I will see you here next week.